The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, I love the best of conventional and alternative, and I always say, hey, 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 alternative to what? But there is a lovely article out there in the ethers or on Google, and it's titled, He Said, She Said. And it stars the two folks that you're going to spend this next segment with, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum and myself, because we went at each other, and actually we don't do that. We actually synergize to make our information better for each other. But he had a certain take from a medical doctor's perspective, MD, on, I believe we were talking about hormone balancing. And I, as a naturopathic doctor, ND, did the same. But it's always a pleasure to welcome the brilliant, the lovely, the full of fun and energy, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, to the segment. Welcome.
Well, thank you. You're making me blush over here, Holly. Oh, my God.
Oh, we have so much fun. And I know what we're going to talk about, though, is not fun for people that experience it. And that is incontinence. And that can be stress incontinence where you sneeze and as you say, or you laugh. And as you say, you laugh so hard.
The tears run down your leg. Exactly.
That's right. That's...
And the good thing, even though that's mortifying for people and they go, it's really very, very treatable. We'll talk today about that, and we'll also talk about the other main kind, which is urge incontinence, which is when you get the sudden feeling like you got to go and you get some leakage without a cough. And so let's talk first, Holly, about what causes this. So if you have the problem that you cough, you sneeze, you laugh, you exercise, and you worry that you're going to get some dribbling going down your leg, that basically comes from the weakened muscles in the pelvic floor. So the answer to that is twofold. Number one, do Kegel exercises. Most of the people have heard about that. That's when you tighten, as if you're tightening the pelvic muscles to stop urine from coming out, and then relax.
Yeah.
Tighten,
yeah.
Relax them. And each time you're sitting on the pot, on the commode, do that 10 times after you've urinated, or even before if you want. And that's going to strengthen those muscles. Now, next time you're out at a party, and somebody's telling a joke, and you feel like you're about to laugh, but you're afraid to, go ahead and do that Kegel, tighten. When you feel the sneeze coming on, when you feel the laugh, that's going to hold it in and prevent the leakage most of the time,
and often all the time. And these are very difficult, I would say. Asking folks, and this is my clinical experience, to do Kegels is like sometimes asking folks to do eye exercises. You know, we lose a lot of the muscularity, a lot of the circulation in our eyes because we aren't like, you know, peering through the jungle, looking this way, looking that way. Hey, we're right on looking at our computer screen, looking at our book, looking straight ahead. So I ask people, but it's not like doing a bicep curl, right? It's so small and minute. I think the rate of non-adherence to my program of that is down. So I ask people to make it fun. To have triggers. Like every time you're in your car and you go to a red light, do your Kegel exercises. Or if you're sitting there at night just watching television, every time that commercial comes on, hey, why don't you use that cue? Because I think that that makes it a lot more fun and a lot more doable.
Or the guy's fantasy that every time you see a good-looking guy on TV or something, do it. But that's only guy's way of thinking. Sorry. Never mind. Go ahead.
Very subjective, I think, would say. It might not work as good.
Or, you know, if you do it on the pot, no flushing till you Kegel. You know, that'll remind people soon enough. But
there
the thing
go.
Is that if you Kegel, you won't leak. And the other thing, too, is that the opening to the outside, where the bladder opens to the outside, called the urethra, that gets thinned as women go into menopause. And that little couple millimeters difference is a big difference when it comes to holding the water. So in those cases, I will use a little bit of topical bioidentical only estrogen rubbed right over the area. And that flushes out the tissues again, brings it back to where it was when you were 30, and also makes it easier to hold. Now, that's an area that Holly and I diverge a bit. And again, I think they're two good ways of thinking, but different. I'm more likely to use bioidentical hormones, where Holly's more likely to figure nature knows what it's doing and help it along in other ways.
I think, though, in this case, I think that's an awesome recommendation. It's something that I certainly recommend myself. So we're together.
And here you have a guy and a woman agreeing. First time on radio history. Perfect. So that's a stress incontinence. And so that's the one where coughing, sneezing. So do your Kegels. Learn to tighten the muscles. Remember, if you feel a cough coming on or a laugh, do a quick Kegel. But remember, after you've done that, release it all the way down. You don't want to keep those muscles tight, because there's a reason, you know, when you see somebody who's uptight and they laugh, oh, they need to, like, relax their anal sphincter. If you keep those muscles tight, you're going to have a tight personality. It's a funny association. So after you've done the exercise, release it all the way down. And if you're sitting on the commode, you can see just how far you can go with nothing coming out. You'd be amazed how relaxed the pelvic muscles can get. So you get it both ways. You learn how to tighten them when you need it, but you'll also, the Kegels at the end, learn how to relax them. And you're going to feel more relaxed in the process.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. What else can people do? Because this is a challenging issue.
Well, number one, there's an herb called Angelica, and the product is called Saga Pro. It's made by Europharma. This is by Terry Lemrand, who is probably the best thought leader, one of the main thought leaders in natural medicine. If something is coming over the horizon that you first hear about it, he's known about it for 15 years. He's the one who brought glucosamine into the United States, and he brought Angelica.
Love this guy. Yeah. And this is Angelica, not Sinensis, which is the Dong Quai, which is a great female tonic. This is Angelica, Archangelica, right? This is angel, yep. angel. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's called Saga Pro. And you'll find that it will help decrease the urine urgency and the incontinence, both for both men and women. That's something that both sides can use it. So the Saga Pro is a really good way to begin. Magnesium also is very, very good. Because it decreases bladder spasm and helps the pelvic floor muscles in general. But let's take a moment for urge incontinence. For those of you who, it's not when you cough or laugh, but you're standing there, you're hanging out, you're talking, all of a sudden you get the sudden urge to go, and at the same time you get a little couple drops leak out, and you run to the bathroom and there may not be much there. That's usually coming from, not from the weakness of the pelvic floor, but the bladder muscle spasming itself. And that can also come from bladder infections or vaginitis. You can see it in spasm of the muscle where it attaches to the top of the pubic bone. That's the lowest bone you'll get, all the way down at the bottom of the pelvis. You'll feel that, and right on the top, if it's tender where it inserts, that'll trigger bladder muscle spasm. And you'll see it sometimes in neurologic illnesses like Parkinson's and things like that, but usually you already know that's there. So what you want to do is treat the spasm. And for bladder spasm, magnesium, 200 to 400 milligrams a day, less if you get diarrhea. It'll take about 6 weeks, but it's excellent for decreasing bladder spasm.
And also, I know that people get a little bit confused about magnesium, like magnesium carbonate, magnesium citrate. What would you recommend, just for clarity for folks?
Any kind of magnesium except oxide or hydroxide.
Okay, so any kind of magnesium?
Yeah, I like one made by Chigsaw. It's a stained release, so it does not give you the runs. It's funny, they're only advertising when they first started. Was they send out rolls of toilet paper that's magnesium without the runs. No S bleep bleep T.
Right.
Exclamation mark.
Love
and
it.
For those of you who have that problem, Jigsaw stained release magnesium, we have that at endfatigue.com, but you can go to Jigsaw, the company itself. But it's very, very good, and it'll decrease bladder spasm. It's going to help you feel much better in general. And people love the magnesium that way. And then don't forget, you know, sometimes it pays to go to the bathroom on a timed thing. So if you leak after 90 minutes, then go pee every 75 minutes. So these are the basic
things. That's great. All right, we got 60 seconds. And so Saga Pro, that's SAGAPRO, just in case you need that. It's a powerful product. There's great clinical studies. Magnesium, doing your Kegel exercises, and then working with this as you would anything else. If you leak every 90 minutes, you just train yourself to go to the bathroom. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, you're amazing. Thank you so much for all the information that you bring to the show. I'm Dr. Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD. And so you got to make sure you come back each and every week, because I've got the exciting, I call him the Patch Adams of the MD world, Jacob Teitelbaum, and you can find him at nfatigue.com. And Cures A to Z is his app that's free that you can also find a ton of information on. So thanks again for listening. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.